The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello, everybody. Oh.
Yep. I'll just, yep. For anyone who will listen to this episode, hi, I'm Rudy, the co-host. I was held at a gunpoint and was like, for the upcoming joke, yes, and. So whatever I'm about to say, just know that this was fucked up. Go on.
This is fucked up. This is completely undercutting my entire little intro segment. But fine. Okay. Rudy, you want to play it that way? Well, let's just do it exactly as the script says then. How are you doing today, Rudy?
Yes, and...
No, go on.
Oh, okay. I'm genuinely trying to see where I have to say yes and.
You don't actually have to say yes and. Do you know what yes anding is?
Oh, you just want me to enable you.
Yes.
Oh, and? Well, you should have said so.
That's what I said.
Okay, well, I'm doing pretty good, you know. I fell. My butt hurts.
All right, Rudy, enough of this bullshit.
No, you think I'm joking? I actually haven't told you. Wait, no. This, okay, by the time this comes out, this is completely not relevant anymore, I hope. But a week ago, I fell from my kitchenette, and I fell. It's like almost a meter from the ground, right? And yeah. I fell very stupidly, and I bruised like basically a side of my leg, including my butt cheek. It still has a... Well, I could show you on camera, baby boy, but...
That's not good. No, I'm all right. I believe you. Also, I just wanted to note for the audience, since we've already gone into this meta stage anyway, my script literally says to cut you off instantly, and you didn't yes and that. So, you actually fucked me on the one question I asked you. So,
yes! Yes!
It literally says in my script...
I have
right,
gotten out of the matrix.
This bullshit.
I am out of the matrix!
Alright. To actually transition into my little intro segment here that I prepared, this is one genuine intro segment, and it's called Let's Get to Know Rudy. So, Rudy, I'm going to ask you 6 questions.
What the fuck?
I thought we don't know enough about Rudy on this show. Let's dig some answers out of
him. Why is this now? Why is this a thing?
I just thought this would be the perfect episode. So,
okay.
Ready? I've prepared 6 questions for you. 2 past, 2 present, 2 future.
Oh, fuck! This is like the Christmas does Rudy past.
Exactly. And you get to choose which category you pick from. And then I'll ask the question and you answer it.
Wait. Is it because... When does this episode come out?
This would be... Oh, it might be close to mid-December, actually. If I'm not getting way ahead of myself here.
Uh-huh.
No, it would be November. It would be November.
Okay. Okay, let's go.
Well, which one do you want to go first? Past, present, future?
Let's go past, you know, but let's do it as Christmas Carol.
All right, Rudy. Category 1 is past desertions. So you talk about something that you used to do, but stopped doing because it was too high effort, so you deserted this particular habit or project. And don't make it too long, because I've got 6 of these. Okay. Interesting. Do we continue with the second past one, or do you want to pick a different one?
So, continue with the second.
Okay, let's just go chronological. Past interventions. Now, this is what I really like. Something, so let me just read... A situation where in the past it got so bad that you had to hold an intervention for a friend or whoever, or the closest thing to an intervention in the past.
Thing is, you know me. I like to have my hands in all the pies, so this has happened quite some time. Oh, yeah. An intervention. Oh, you make me choose of a plethora. You're talking about my favorite intervention? That's just kind of fucked up thing, actually.
Not necessarily. I'm just talking about a intervention.
Okay.
I'll just mention, if it's supposed to be your favorite, it will be explicitly mentioned in the description.
Okay,
the
so
category.
I'll just say...
just one that you're comfortable talking about.
There was an intervention... Okay, I'll say it this way. There was an intervention for me at some point where people... I was held at the gunpoint, right? I was receiver on the intervention about not being vulnerable enough.
All right. And were you killed at the end or did you make it out?
Yeah. That's why I'm the ghost of Christmas past right now.
Pretty sick. Well, on to the present, Rudy. Current presentations, and I think you'll really like this one because this is just one an outfit you like or something you've been doing that you like for your outfit.
For my outfit? Well, as of the recording
or just
this,
your general look?
I just like wearing like a bit loose black shirts. I guess I got the earrings semi-recent, so I like earrings.
That's true. That's a good one. Can I give you a genuine compliment, Rudy?
Go ahead.
I like your glasses.
Thank you.
On we go. Current allocations. What's something that you're doing right now? So not literally right now, but generally now, that's taking up most of your time.
Easy money. Shaping Bressa, which is my D&D world.
All right. Exciting.
So writing D&D, basically.
Then here we go into the future category, and these are really stupid on purpose. So, future reflections. Something that you have yet to do, but then once you've done it, you'll reflect on it either negatively or happily, but it was big enough that you think about it regularly.
Wow. Master's degree.
That's cool. I like that for you.
Because I know I'll do it. I have set a goal. I will do it at some point. So,
All right. That's a good one. And then the last one, and this one's really stupid. This is the reason why I even made this whole segment, because I thought this was so stupid that we should extrapolate that into an entire intro. And that's future repressions. So, something that you will instill into the youth of the future as a bad thing to make them feel negative about it and themselves, causing lifelong issues.
What the fuck that I will do?
So something that you will shame future youth about intentionally to make them feel bad about themselves.
They're not gay enough.
I'll count it. Good enough for me. All right, and that was our little get to know Rudy segment. I'll follow up in the future at a random point with more. So there you go.
Was this because around that time when this episode comes out, my birthday should be somewhere there?
No, this was just because I thought of future repressions and thought this shit is funny as fuck.
Lamau,
because
I think it should be, right?
Segment.
Because my birthday is 29th of November.
I think it would be.
Because that's why I asked, I was like, what?
This episode comes out
10 seconds
from now to keep the mystery. So that would be around your birthday, yeah.
Okay, well. Anyways, we are today in Edmonton, Canada. At this point,
there
probably snowy already. So let's move in on this episode's the news.
Rudy, Edmonton pizza shop owner gets 3.5 years in prison for dealing drugs from the restaurant.
What the fuck?
It's a
did
bad
he deal drugs on
pizzeria.
The pizza?
No. He did hide drugs in pizza boxes, I read. So, that's pretty cool, I guess.
Hustle. Hustle is bustle.
So, a pizza shop owner was arrested after having been caught dealing drugs out of the restaurant. After being suspected, cops went undercover to find out what was going on. And here's the kicker. He traded opioids for 2 blocks of cheese and later for several bottles of booze.
What?
So,
listen, sometimes you just want to have a girl's night. You, booze, and cheese.
I just wonder how this even comes up. Like,
I don't.
Like, is he the one that brings it up? Or is it the one, like, does someone suggest, like, hey, can I have drugs for fucking 2 blocks of cheese, boss? Like, who floats that idea out there?
That's a very valid question. No idea. No idea.
Anyway, the pizza shop owner said he regrets his dealings and he's turned his life around.
He regrets it because it wasn't a bargain. He should have gone for 3 blocks of cheese.
That's right. Always ask for 1 block of cheese more than you really think you need. That way you'll never run out.
Smart words from a smart man. You heard it here first.
Thank you, sir.
The cheese man himself. Big cheese, big cheese.
He regrets his decisions and has pleaded guilty to all charges. So there you go. On we go to a brighter day in the pizza world.
Nobody expected the Salamander Inquisition. Heard anything about this?
I actually did read several articles, but I didn't pick them.
Yeah. Due to the secretive subterranean lives of tiger salamanders, many Edmontonians can count themselves lucky to have ever seen one. That said, lucky wasn't the word leaping to mind for one local woman when thousands of the normally elusive amphibians recently descended on her childhood home. It was like something you would read in the end times, Chelsea Brown said. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. The invasion lasted around 2 days in full force, with numbers dwindling to almost nothing by the end of the week. So what do? You wake up in the morning, you look at your yard, and you see thousands of lizards.
I would freak the fuck out is what I would do.
Yeah, right? Apparently this lady, I read the full article, her first reaction was like, what the fuck? She grabs a bucket and puts as many as she can in a bucket and just transports them to the lake where they usually live. And she did that for like the whole day. It was like an actual effort. She was saving the salamanders. Which
sounds
is, salamanders are
futile.
Cool. I like reptilians and amphibians, but Jesus.
I mean, I think they're pretty funny as well, but if you suddenly wake up to see your entire yard full of them, the joke would not be that good anymore.
Yeah, apparently we're just like some kind of localized boom of them. Like I think the story from the biologist is something along the lines that they come from either like eggs or what's it called? Fish eggs. Which usually most of them are eaten by some other creatures, but in this case, I guess it wasn't. So all of the, because you know they lay those eggs in thousands, so all of them actually made it out.
So a disproportionate amount of salamanders got born because they didn't get eaten as they usually would.
Basically, I mean, the biologists from the article said that usually, like, people go years without seeing a salamander, like, of this species there, right? Because they're very elusive, usually. So people who dedicate their lives to this, biologists, are like, yo, this would have been the sickest shit to see, and we didn't get to see it, and this random lady got to.
Well, you win some, you lose some, I would say.
I guess so.
Would be rare to get that lucky. And just like, you know, like I've always said, you never find something that you're looking for. The thing you're looking for finds you. Well, not you. Someone else, I guess.
Yeah, that works, I guess. What the hell? Where'd you get that from?
What I'm saying is, you don't find something when you're looking for it. You find something when you're not looking for it. Does that make sense? You won't get something if you're like actively seeking it out. Yeah, it's actually just this sentence repeated 20 times.
Oh, wow.
Me
is this The Shining now?
I've got a biology one as well. Edmonton pest team, very busy this year as wasp nest removals have tripled from the past years, Rudy. The Edmonton pest team have removed 370 wasp nests this year so far, up from 120 in the previous year. So, it's a pretty
sizable
increase.
What's that to whine about? Business is booming.
That's true. I bet they're not the ones that are doing major complaints. It's more the schools that have to keep the kids inside for recess due to the amount of wasps in the schoolyards. But this,
let them be bitten. Grow them up tough.
I don't know. I don't think the wasps are biting. I think they're stinging, sir.
Yeah, whatever. You get the gist of it.
So what happened is the unusually hot weather helped more of them develop. But due to the lack of resources like nectar and flowers at this stage in the year, They are now seeking out human foods, per the article, like restaurant food, but also apparently just kids on the playground, which is something I eat for lunch every day.
And what the fuck? This just took a turn.
This says a lot about the writer of that article.
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts, Rudy? Experiences with wasps?
I think wasps are just freaking dumb. Like, I...
Nice.
That's my educated opinion. You really like that joke, did you? I try wasps my hardest to crack this man dumb. Up day and night, and this is what gets him.
See, this is what I was saying, Rudy. You don't find something when you look for it. You just find it on the way, coincidentally.
I guess so. Wasps, like, bees, they are needed for ecology, right? For the nature. And unless you have allergies and stuff, bee sting, I've read, actually has some good properties too. Some healing, whatever things, right? Of course, yo, it hurts. It hurts. But wasps are just dumb. Because they go... They don't produce anything for the nature. They go sting you. They don't even die from the sting as bees do.
Evil little fuckers they are.
They are indeed. We hornets are the only wasps. Thing worse than wasps.
We should also kill all hornets.
Those can actually kill you though if you're not careful, so...
That's why we should kill them first, Rudy. To make sure they don't get ahead of us.
Anyways, you know, Hunter the Lynx. Have you heard of Hunter the Lynx?
No.
My article's name is Hunter the Lynx Sucks, y'all.
Okay. He just like a wasp, for real.
Hunter the Lynx, mascot for the Edmonton Oilers, was recently ranked as the fourth worst Canadian NHL mascot.
Did someone say oil?
Yeah, fuck, I knew it. Or fifth best, depending on how you look at it. In a nationwide survey... Of 2,000 Canadians, Hunter was ranked only above two other Canadian NHL mascots. Yuppie the Montreal Canadiens and Mickey Moose from the Winnipeg Jets.
Why do the Jets not just have a fucking airplane mascot?
Same question. They're losing. I've seen Hunter the Lynx, like the costume.
Yeah.
Hunter has seen better days. He's in his depression era.
It better be just like a.
It's not cartoony. They tried to replicate an actual lynx. Look it up.
Oh, it's like the cat lynx?
Yes, like look that. It up.
I thought it. Yeah, it should have been a barrel of oil. I'll have a look after the recording.
Top Spot was awarded. Thank you for asking, Henry. Top Spot was awarded to Carrington the Bear from the Toronto Maple Leafs, followed by Harvey the Hound from the Calgary Flames. Third place was a tie between Sparta Cat from the Ottawa Senators and Finn from the Vancouver Canucks.
It feels like these all have, like, franchise names and then mascots that have nothing to do with them at all. So, all of those mascots get a one from me.
Honestly. I mean, I like, honestly, the name of Mick E. Moose.
The name is good, yeah, but just be like the Calgary... Meese or moose or whatever them.
The Calgary meese.
Whatever the like.
Is the smaller version of moose.
Just name your franchise after a moose if you're gonna have a moose mascot. That's my take of the day.
Real. You know what I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
What's the plural of moose, by the way?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. My best guess was fucking meese.
Plural of moose.
Mooses?
Mooses, actually. Okay. I want to see mooses play hockey. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, that'll be a nice sight. Actually, I reckon if you put a moose on a moose on ice, that it would not be that far off of like a hockey player just absolutely body slamming someone else.
Probably. Mooses are dangerous. They can actually kill you if you ran into them with a car.
Yeah, they're big boys. They're like proper big boys.
Yeah, no. Have you ever
seen
Aren't
they like
a moose
2 meters tall? No,
like
definitely not. No.
in Latvia we sometimes get them.
Have you ever seen a barrel of oil in the wild?
Yes, I have.
Pretty sick.
In Latvia we sometimes get them.
Sounds like a pretty great place to be then, if you can see a moose and
oil. I can
oil.
Actually show you. Let me wheel it out. People, yeah, by the way, for this one, I've been... Okay, this is not very good to brought up on the episode. I should have said this before, but Henry, I got off the phone with the chief, and he said our ads have not really been it.
Ooh.
We should do a bit more serious. So for this one, I kind of reached out, and we actually have a sponsor from representative from Edmonton giving an ad. But anyways, look at this cool barrel of oil I have.
Wow.
Enormous water parks, thrilling roller coasters, and the occasional practice grounds for the Oilers. West Edmonton Mall is not just a place to shop, it's a place of true Canadian pride and a joyful adventure. Who says that shopping shouldn't be adventurous? Walk down some of our many themed streets and get a feel for our cultural melting pot of Bourbon Street, the hustle and bustle of Europa Boulevard, and take a stroll down the culturally rich Chinatown. Doing chores shouldn't just be going from A to B. At West Edmonton Mall, we assure you that your frivolous capitalistic impulses are filled with incredible sights and wonderful adventure. With over 25 restaurants to choose from, there is surely something that catches your eye. Be sure to have an empty stomach before embarking on North America's first indoor multi-level racetrack and before embarking on the adventurous rides of Galaxyland. You thought that our neighbors do it big, huh? Well, we do bigger. Hosting the world's largest indoor lake and wave pool, along with the world's largest parking and tallest permanent bungee tower, we have enough room and enough things to make visiting Edmonton more than just a trip, but an adventure. West Edmonton Mall. At the heart of Edmonton, Alberta, we think that everyone should have a little more adventure.
All
well,
right.
Thank you very much for our, I would say, sponsor of Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a historic ad, actually, because I believe this is what episode 22. This might be the first ever ad we've done, which is proper. Actually doing something properly. And it's not even us doing it.
Here's the thing. I was actually thinking last weekend, I really want to visit the largest parking lot in North America. And so now that I know that that shit's in Edmonton, I'll book my flight soon. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's true. Thank you, Edmonton representative.
All right, Rudy.
I believe we have to move on to the weather news.
Yes, sir.
As for the weather news, all the time, or rather at this time, this comes out, it should be about crispy, cozy, 8 degrees Celsius daytime temperature, eh? Bit chilly, a bit on the colder side, I would say. But not yet good enough for outdoor hockey. Well, do I have news for you, dear listeners? The hockey season can officially start by the end of November, as by then, the daytime temperature will be knocked down to minus 4 degrees Celsius, with nighttime minus 13 degrees Celsius at its lowest. Get those ice skates out there and slice some ice, y'all. I can even spoil you that there might be one or two snow days waiting for you.
Ew. I hate the cold.
Come on, Canadians, eat that shit up. We are gonna make numbers, brother, with this. With this weather that I just said, we popped off in Edmonton, I'm telling you.
All right, I don't know.
Be
if
ready
that's
to
how
receive
works.
Calls asking for the CEO of Tomohuza, where you get to reroute him to be like, "Oh yeah, Rudy's better at talking, so I'll reroute to him." But
okay,
we're doing big bucks from now on, brother.
All right, sounds good. Well then, before we get there, maybe close your eyes and picture this. So you walk around the city, enjoying the fresh fumes of wildfire. You decide that it's not really your vibe, and to really enjoy Canada, it's gotta be a bit colder. So, on your return in late November, you trudge through the snow, exploring the city slowly but surely. In the evening, you enjoy a traditional Canadian whiskey, the perfect way to enjoy the winter in a warm cafe. Upon leaving the cafe, you're a bit disoriented, and as you walk into a dark alley, you suddenly stumble upon a bear in a McDonald's uniform.
"You're not supposed to find me," the bear says. "We're kept by the Canadians as an underground workforce without wages or rights."
You reevaluate how much you've had to drink, and to your own dismay, you realize it was not nearly enough to make this situation up.
"Please help me," the bear growls. "It's been years since I've seen the forest."
Suddenly, a gunshot rings, and the bear collapses on the floor.
"No!"
"I believe you seem too much, eh?" a calm voice whispers, sending shivers down your spine. "Luckily, no one will mind your crazed ramblings in the hospital," the voice says moments before you get clubbed in the head.
What?
If you want to discover
a
top
twist.
National secret at 3 a.m., then maybe Edmonton is right up your alley.
Yo, that's a Netflix show, one season right there.
There you go. I cannot speak
wow,
in too much detail.
Wow, I was sitting at the edge of my seat being like, yo, what the hell is happening?
Cannot speak much more to this because I'm actually locked into litigation by the Canadian government. So we'll have to move on quickly.
My lawyer has advised for me not to continue on this conversation. Anyways, local business. I absolutely love my toes.
Okay. Good for you. Let's move
yep,
on.
Yep, you heard them. After a review like that on Google Maps, I cannot not recommend Tiki Hot Nails, after which you apparently will absolutely love your lower 10 digits.
All right, well, so my local business is, it's been mentioned before, but just to push the message again, Edmonton is in Alberta, which is home to Canada's biggest oil reserves, really. Therefore, my recommendation is to go view one of Canada's favorite pastimes, ice hockey, at everyone's favorite club, the Edmonton Oilers.
There we go. What a nice coincidence. We have actually mentioned all the three people you heard on this episode have mentioned Edmonton Oilers.
There you go.
Without knowing about that from each other, by the way. Anyways, local radio, I want you to go first.
All right. I feel like I go first every time, but that's okay because I'm happy to. My recommendation is 92.5 CKNG The Chuck. So, beside a pretty weird name overall, it had some pretty good rock music going, so I think it's good enough.
So yours was what again? Say again?
92.5 CKNG The Chuck.
Okay, because my is CFBR The Bear Radio at 100.3 FM. God knows what it's about, but here are my educated guesses. So remember, CFBR The Bear. So, Canada famous beasts roar, the bear. Where you just listen for a whole day of a bear just going.
That wouldn't be the worst entertainment I've ever heard of.
Okay. Calling for Boost Rush, the bear. And my favorite. Clip Flop Boop Ring, the bear.
Okay.
To call back Bebop Cop.
An all-time classic. Well, all right, Rudy. That's it from us from Edmonton, Canada. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Just a reminder that this was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah, and that you should check out our colleague, who's mildly respectable, to put it
at
lightly.
Best.
At Colossal Pingu on Twitch. You can check Rudy out on Instagram. Rudy? I guess not. Never mind. You cannot check him out. Instead, this week you can find
Fool
me.
Fool me once.
Okay.
Do you know the joke?
I mean, I
you
know the
not.
Saying, I don't know what the joke is. Anyways, you can find me this week on Instagram at 000 Brutus 000. That's right, people. This week, I am in control of the account. And we're going to be posting some pretty fucked up shit on there. And you can find Rudy.
Oh, shit. I'm actually still...
On his phone in the middle of recording.
You can find me making a picture to post it on Instagram for people to listen to this week's episode, which, yeah. So you do the outro. I'm going to take the picture.
Okay, I'm going to pose while doing the outro. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And you can catch us next week in, drumroll please, Andorra la Vella in, you guessed it, Andorra. So, see you there.
See ya.